Hi everyone, welcome to Growing Boy Stories. My name is Stephen Dunham. In each Growing Boy story, Adam and David love each other because they are brothers. Of course, they get into arguments and even fight with each other sometimes, but they love to do everything together. Their parents help them learn how to play, get hurt, comfort each other, and play together again. Along the way, Adam and David have so much fun and love their lives. Listen to their stories right here on Growing Boy Stories. This story is called The Lost Arrow. David found a bow and arrow at the park last week. The bow was made of yellow plastic. It had a long red string that was almost as tall as David himself. The arrow was made out of wood, but the tip of it wasn't sharp. Instead, puffy cotton and cloth were wrapped around the tip. That way, no one could get hurt. "Don't point the arrow at anyone," his dad told him. David remembered his dad's instructions, so he aimed the arrow up high in the air. He was in the driveway between the garage and the tall bushes. "Look at me, Adam, I'm shooting this arrow higher than you can," exclaimed David. Adam was fixing the wheel of his toy car while sitting cross-legged on the concrete. He paid no attention to David. "Look at me, Adam, I'm going to shoot that jacket in the bushes," pleaded David. Adam and David had thrown David's red jacket up into the bushes the day before, and it was too high for them to get themselves. They had forgotten to tell their parents to help pull it down, so it remained up high, waiting to be shot down with an arrow. Well, the bushes which held the jacket grew all along the side of the driveway. They were very thick and bushy. In fact, they were too thick to squeeze through. Adam didn't pay attention to his younger brother, David, because he was too busy fixing his toy car. David aimed at the jacket, pulled the string back, and let it rip. Boing! That arrow flew so fast and had a whooshing sound as it passed right under the jacket and went right into the thick bushes. David was very proud of himself, but he was also frustrated about missing the jacket. He was trying to get it down. "Adam, look at me, look at the arrow, look at..." "Wait a minute, where's the arrow?" asked David. David walked up to the tall bushes and tilted his head back, looking up high. Those bushes towered 6 feet above his head. He tried to see up high, but no arrow could be seen. He set the bow on the ground and then walked around the bushes to investigate. This meant he had to walk all the way down the driveway to the end, go into the neighbor's yard, the front yard, then walk all the way back on the other side. He thought maybe the arrow had shot through the bushes into their backyard. Fortunately, no arrow in their grass and no arrow in the neighbor's flower garden. David looked back up in the tall bushes, but still no arrow. So he made his way back to his side of the bushes. He was next to Adam again on the driveway. He started shaking the bushes. Even though he couldn't see the arrow, he hoped it might have fallen to the ground. "Hey, Adam, I can't find my arrow. I lost it up in the bushes. Can you help me?" asked David. Adam finally got more interested in David's activities, so he walked over to him. Together, they shook the bushes several more times, but the arrow never fell. "I'm so angry," said David. "Where is this stupid arrow?" Adam, being the older brother, remembered something his dad said the other day when he was helping Adam with his own anger. Adam said, "I'm sorry your arrow got lost, David, but maybe we can find it together." Adam felt warm and good inside his body, saying that to his younger brother, pretending to be like his dad. "I can give you a boost, David," Adam offered. "Okay," David said. Adam interlaced his fingers, holding his hands down low. With his hands interlocked together, David had a foothold to step onto. David placed his left foot onto Adam's foothold and put his arms over Adam's shoulders. Then Adam stood up straight and tall, boosting David up high in the air. Adam's elbows fell straight as all of David's weight bore down on Adam's muscles. David's feet were about 3 feet off the ground now, and he could see up higher into the bushes. Immediately, Adam started to breathe heavily. "Try to find it fast," Adam blurted out. "You're heavy." David moved the branches to the left, moved the branches to the right, and moved the branches up and down. As David swayed back and forth trying to locate the arrow, Adam swayed back and forth down below him. This made Adam work harder. His fingers were starting to come apart. Those fingers that were under David's feet. He couldn't hold David much longer. "I can't see it, Adam, and I can't shake it down," said David. Just as he thought about climbing back down, his foot slipped out of Adam's foothold. He kicked his feet, trying to find Adam's foot again. But unfortunately, this just made Adam lose his own balance, and Adam fell backwards onto the ground himself. David lunged forward, kind of kicking Adam with his feet, and grabbed onto some of the bushes. He grabbed a clump full of leaves and branches with his two hands. This left David hanging 3 feet from the ground, clinging to the bushes. Now he felt terrified. The branches and the leaves began to break, so David tried to jump off. Instead, he just fell, landed on one foot, and twisted his ankle. "Ah!" David cried out. Adam fell backwards, or Adam had fallen backwards several steps from David's fall. He was scared, shocked, and surprised because he had just seen David twist his foot and fall to the ground. After that, David began to cry. Adam was back on his feet now, so he took several steps to David and put his hand on David's shoulder. "Get away from me," yelled David. Adam felt surprised and embarrassed because he was trying to help and comfort David. But you know, sometimes when somebody gets hurt, they don't always say the nice things they really want to. It's hard to say nice things when you're feeling hurt. Well, because David had cried out so loudly when he twisted his ankle, David's dad, named Aaron, ran quickly through the garage and onto the driveway. He realized David had hurt his ankle because David was holding on to it. He picked up David in his arms, held him, and said the same thing as Adam had, which was, "I'm so sorry you got hurt, David. I'm going to take care of you. Can you tell me what hurts?" "My ankle, Dad, it's my ankle," David whimpered. Aaron carried David into the living room and laid him down on that couch. Adam watched his dad help David. "Can you move your ankle for me?" asked Aaron. "Just a little bit," said David. Aaron brushed David's hair with his hand. This made David feel warm on the inside. His ankle still hurt, but his feelings were better. After about 5 minutes of relaxing and putting some ice on his ankle, David stood up. He limped across the floor to the kitchen. His dad, Aaron, helped him get a cup of water. Aaron told him, "The next time you lose something up there in the bushes, please come in and get help from me or Mom. I am so glad that you tried to solve the problem on your own, you and Adam. But sometimes when things are too high up, it's good to get the help of a grown-up." Adam said, "I'll try to remember next time." David said, "Me too." After David finished his water, Aaron said, "Let's go outside and look for that arrow together, huh?" Now, I'm not going to tell you how they found it, but eventually Aaron found that arrow. So all three of them took turns shooting in the backyard. Away from the bushes, of course. David shot that arrow so far, and Adam did too. Of course, Aaron, their dad, shot it the farthest. But that's because he was the biggest person. They all had so much fun together, laughing and playing and joking with each other. "Look at me," David said. "Look at me," Adam said. Adam and David were proud of how far they could shoot that arrow. However, I think Aaron, their dad, felt very, very proud of his sons because he loves them very, very much.